that is often told in the great celestial hall. All about an angel only 4 years old, the littlest angel of all. How all day he would play with a little box that to others had no worth. Oh, but there were treasures in this little box, the treasures he'd brought from Earth. Just a butterfly.
Good morning. It's December 15th, and welcome to Doing Life, daily devotions for finding peace in stressful times. This is the audible companion of the book by the same name. And the music you're listening to is The Littlest Angel by Bing Crosby. Today's title is The Littlest Angel. Then the littlest angel put his little box with the presents fine and wrapped, and the littlest angel sat alone and cried, for his gift was so meager and bad. Mark David and Simon Rady. Christmas music falls into only two categories for me. One, instrumental, and two, Bing. It is possible if you were born after perhaps 1990 that you've never even heard of Bing Crosby, but it's unlikely for two reasons. Your parents and grandparents played his impossibly smooth, deep baritone every holiday season while you were growing up, and unless you were born on a tiny island in the South Pacific or in the jungle of the Amazon Delta, you know the song White Christmas. Bing released the song in 1941, just as America entered World War II after the Japanese bombing of Pearl Harbor. It stayed at number one on the Billboard charts for 11 weeks. It was the centerpiece of the movie Holiday, released in 1942, and then again for White Christmas in 1954. In fact, even as of 2020, it remains the number one selling single of all time. But there are other gems hidden away in Bing's many Christmas albums. Driving Home from the Pooch Hotel today, Windsor riding with his head on the transom between us, the tears welled up uncontrollably as I listened to The Littlest Angel. Why on earth did this short story about a four-year-old angel who had a little box with his treasures from Earth pierce me right through the heart? 2 hours later, when I played it for my wife, the tears were streaming down my face again. Spotify it. The little boy's box contains a butterfly with golden wings, a piece of a hollowed-out log, two shiny pebbles, and the worn-out collar from his faithful dog. It was his prized possession and the only thing he had from his brief time on Earth. One day there's a great commotion in the celestial realm, and the little angel hears of the birth of the Christ child. All the angels bring him precious, beautiful gifts, but he has nothing but his little treasure box. So he gives the Lord the little box that he loves above everything else, and he cries because it's such an inadequate gift for the Savior of the world. I'm crying again as I read this. Jeez. Despite the piles of sparkling gems that surround the Lord, he picks the little angel's box as his favorite. It began to glow brighter and brighter that Christmas night, and it soon shone as the star above. Now when you see the star in the great celestial hall, you will know that the littlest angel is the proudest one of all. Luke tells a similar story of Jesus and the poor widow. He saw her putting two tiny coins in the donation box at the temple, while the rich were piling their many gifts in the treasury. The Lord knew that these two mites were all the woman possessed. Truly I say to you that this poor widow has put in more than all, for all of these out of their abundance have put in offerings for God, but she out of her poverty put in all the livelihood that she had. Luke 21:3, New King James. So what is it that brings the tears to my eye every single time? My analysis of my own emotional outburst is this. There is no purer love than this. It is an unfettered and sacrificial love for Jesus, and exactly the same from him to the giver of the gifts. Perhaps it makes us cry because we realize, through the song, that Jesus sees into the heart, 1 Samuel 16:7. Our Lord has asked us only to love God and love each other. When we understand that all our effort, all our performance, all the wealth we attain, all the material riches we can give mean less than nothing to Him if they aren't blessed with love. All the sacrifices of the chosen people meant less than nothing to Him when unaccompanied by the love that derives from faith, Isaiah 1:11. God doesn't want our empty sacrifices. He wants our hearts. He wants to know us, Hosea 6:6. So why the tears again? Because I don't have to do for my Savior. I only have to love. He's the one who did for me on that cross. All I have to do is accept the gift and love Him and others the way that He asked. If that's not pressure off, if that's not how you spell relief, if that's not freedom, I don't know what is. And to be loved that much, well, it just makes you cry. Dear Heavenly Father, we love You. We know that You first loved us through Your Son, and it's an indescribable feeling to know that what You want in return for Christ's sacrifice and the forgiveness of all our sins, past, present, and future, is simply that we return Your love by giving others our most treasured possession, our hearts. Amen. We'll see you tomorrow.